And I'm Olivia.
And welcome to
Did You Do the Reading? Ella, have you done the reading this week?
No, I haven't done a reading since week two.
What week are we in now?
Week seven? No.
Surely not.
Week six. Week six or seven?
Already.
Okay, I think it's week seven next week. I don't know. God, it's going too fast.
That's ridiculous.
Liv. Let's try not to cry. Have you done...
Don't cry again.
I actually will.
Ella's got tears forming in her eyes right now.
Have you done the reading?
No, I haven't done the reading.
Why haven't you done the reading?
I haven't done the reading. Oh no, now you're making me cry.
Oh my God.
Because I've deferred from uni for this semester. But I'll say it again, like I told you in the lecture 2 weeks ago, that I promise that I will come back.
Yeah, but next I don't believe her. I don't believe her.
I've literally told you
After the chat we just had before as well.
You still don't believe me after what we spoke about in Grindhouse.
You're going to change your mind. Goodness. Which is fine, but it's just really emotional because Liv was my first proper friend. She was here from the start. Like,
well, you were my first proper friend too. And I think we spoke about that last episode.
Yeah. Like we would do, I was so shocked when I met someone that was doing the same degree, the same major, was in all my classes, was like my age. I was like, oh my God, this couldn't get any better.
Which is exactly why I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I promise I'm not coming back.
I said, oh my God.
I can't believe you don't believe me.
I forgot the contract. Remember? I said I was going to write you. I said I was going to write a contract now. And she'd have to sign it that she is coming back next year.
Awesome.
Do you want to give them some backstory of why you deferred?
Yeah.
Also, she deferred on her birthday. She came into the lecture. I was like, oh my God, happy birthday. She sits down. She's like, you're going to hate me. And then I'm crying in the lecture.
She was Anyways, tell them why you deferred. I don't think you spoke to me at all because we were sitting with our other friend Ruby.
I was just sitting in shock.
Yeah, you didn't talk for the rest of the 2 hour lecture.
No. I was really angry. Quietly.
It was, yeah, you were quiet, but it wasn't quietly angry. I could tell. This year has been super, super busy for me. I've had lots of great opportunities working with my dad in the motorsport industry, not what everyone else would think motorsport-wise, but more so to do with like media stuff and socials for a company called Motorsport Australia, which handles a whole...
Go check Motorsport Australia out.
They're basically the governing body for all motorsport in Australia, and that's who my dad works with and alongside when they do commentary stuff for the Australian Rally Championship. And I've been lucky enough that my dad's allowed me to make Maximum's Instagram and a little TikTok page. So now I force all of our guys in the workshop to do little fit checks for me and all that kind of stuff, which is great. So you should definitely go follow Maximum Motorsport.
They're good. I don't even follow cars or whatever it is and I watch it.
I can't believe I actually conned them into doing it. It's great though. And then lots of opportunities working with our photographers and stuff like that, which means that I've been literally all over the country this
year. Traveling, Europe. Oh, we'll get to that. We both went to Europe.
Both went to Europe.
Wait, when did you go to Europe?
That was in May.
Yeah, and then I went June. Yeah. All right, we'll get to that, but carry on.
So then, I've had lots of good opportunities this year, and obviously I'm still doing dance and dance teaching, and this type of time in the year for me is always busy because it's concert month and concert term and stuff like that. So me trying to book my travels around uni and then dance and stuff has just all gotten really, really busy. And not that uni isn't a priority for me, but I think...
It's too much on your plate.
There was so much. Yeah. And I was like, I think I'm just going to step back and give myself a little bit of time to breathe.
Yeah.
As my mum said when I spoke to her about it, she was like, you're only 20. You have plenty of time to do whatever you want to do. So, like, there's no harm in taking... Literally, it's 13
weeks
off.
And that's so true. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No, 100%. I agree. Yeah. So that's basically the reason why I'm deferring, was to give me a little bit of time to finish out this season with my dad and Motorsport Australia and stuff and the Rally Championship, finish dance off, and then for next year reassess literally everything and what I want to do.
You're coming back.
Well, uni's a definite.
Yeah.
And I think...
But she could be changing her course.
Yeah. I don't know whether I'm going to be changing it completely. I think I've just got... Because the last time we did the episode, we were both talking about how we both want to be in radio and go
I've
into that.
I've fully decided now. I'm definitely all for radio, not TV.
And now I'm undecided on if that's what I want to do. I think it's like, because even like sitting here now doing this stuff, like it's so cool. fun and it's I cool. love it and it feels really cool.
Even like, just imagine doing this as your job. That would be sick.
And this is what I've been thinking about since I was like in year six. Yeah. So now that I'm sitting here doing it, I'm like questioning myself
that's
again.
That's why you really need to evaluate everything. Have a deep think because you don't want to, I don't know, it's up to you, but say like you actually just scrap uni and then later down the track you're like, oh, I'm kind of sick of doing this social media.
Yeah, see, that's why, that's what I'm feeling like and why I want to keep doing uni and stuff like that because I'm not really interested in like the social media managing or marketing side of things. I just love creating content and doing that kind of stuff. So I don't think that the social media side of what everyone does at the moment is exactly for me, which is why when I was talking to you about working with our photographer, Aaron Wishart, definitely go check out his stuff too because his photography is really, really cool. But could potentially maybe be doing like little packages for him, like social packages, like alongside when he gets contracted by someone else. So I'm not managing their page. I'm just creating content for them to put up when they want to. Yeah. Alrighty. So as we spoke about before, it's been a little bit since we've...
How many months?
A lot.
Obviously, we made this when? May, April, March? I can't even remember.
Was it before or after I came back from Europe?
No, it was before. It was before.
No, surely not.
Yeah,
Really?
I think it was April. That's
terrible.
Oh,
it must have been because I finished the uni semester in Europe. Wow.
Yeah. Wait, you did? You took your uni work to Europe?
Yeah. I remember finishing one of the broadcasting units in...
Oh, my God.
In... Where was I? In France or something.
Yeah, so we both went to France. What were you going to ask?
See, this is how sidetracked we get when we just talk about stuff.
Okay, we can start with something personal to tell them because you guys don't just want to hear about uni. I'm sure you want to hear about us.
Yeah.
Liv has got someone special in her life that maybe she doesn't want to share it.
No, I'll share
it. Yeah, go on.
He's great.
Yeah, got a new boy.
Oh, see, now I'm going all like nervous and giggly.
He'll be listening to this.
He will be listening to it too.
Brushing.
Oh, my goodness me.
She spoke about me on the podcast. The podcast has 44 followers. 44, I don't know.
Yeah, wow. Huge. We're massive already. Wow. No. yes, I do have a boyfriend. We've been dating for a little over 2 months now. So
it's
not
gone
long,
fast.
But it feels like a really long time.
Yeah.
And he's great. He's lovely.
Oh.
That's
so
literally
good.
All I can say about him. He's just fantastic. Yeah. Everything you could want. He's gorgeous.
And what did you get up to on your uni break?
Just mostly traveling stuff. And working with Dad, I guess, Europe, which I worked with a company who does ultimate driving tours and stuff like that. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Met a lot of cool people doing
that.
All
the cool cars, the views on your story. What countries did you go to? Tell them.
Nice.
I went to Nice as well, guys.
How gorgeous.
It's so beautiful. I'm going back there.
It's great.
Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was so good.
So... landed in Nice, went to the Monaco Grand Prix, which was really, really cool on the yacht.
I found Monaco really boring. Like, when the Grand Prix is not on, I'm like, it's so boring.
There's
like, there was nice views.
I felt really bad thinking it when we were, like, driving up to, like, get to where all the yachts were. And I'm like, if the track wasn't here,
what would it be? Like, you've got the casino, you've got the nice views, walk around, like, the beach area.
It's pretty.
I literally struggled to find a place to eat there. I was expecting, like, restaurants. You know how Nice has, like, all the restaurants along the beach? It was, like, nothing like that in Monaco.
I thought that Monaco would be, because it's such, like, a, I don't know, like, in motorsport, like, it's a rich country.
You know you have to have at least 500K in your bank account to live in Monaco.
Really? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Jeez. But no. So I went Monaco, Switzerland, Munich, so Germany.
Germany.
So many places. Oh, speaking of Germany, my boyfriend is German.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm now learning German.
Wait, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
Teach
learning
you
German.
Teach oh, us God. Something.
Teach you something. I've only started
okay, what's
recently.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that it?
Yeah. And like,
hello.
Yes.
Is this good? Hello.
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 Ha.
Ha.
Lo.
Hello.
Yeah, that's good. Oh. And then yes is super easy. That's just ya.
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 Hello. Yeah.
My favorite word is no. Nine.
Nine. Oh yeah, I've heard that before. Nine. Nine.
Okay, we need to talk a little bit about your life. What have you been doing?
What have I been doing with my life? Well, not too much. Obviously, for the uni break, I went to England, see my family, absolutely loved it. And then went to Nice with my cousin, absolutely loved it as well.
Did you end up going to that festival?
No.
Oh my.
No, the festival I was so excited for. We're not going to talk about it.
Why didn't you end up going? We haven't spoken about it.
My cousin, like, she got COVID from Nice, so she was a bit sick. So I went for 4 weeks, mostly to see my family because my grandparents are getting old. Yeah, just seeing family. And then, obviously, when you're in England, so cheap to just fly to, like, France. Everywhere. So, yeah, went to Nice. I do regret not going to more countries, but I just didn't have enough time because, obviously, I was there just to see family. So I spent most of my time seeing family. That's good. But I've already planned to go back next year.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to go with my mum, and hopefully Finn will come with me.
Gorgeous, which is Ella's boyfriend, yes, for those that don't know.
Hey, Finn. Oh, no, the weird side's coming out. So travelling, and that's really it.
Love.
When I've been back, I've just been going to the gym more because I was really slack with the gym.
Haven't you been doing more of your other work as well with more clients and stuff?
No, not really.
I've been seeing it more in your story. I thought you'd been doing more.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny. So I'm obviously a support worker, like we've talked about, and I have to take my client to this art class. And like,
this is my favourite part about Ella's work day, seeing this on her story.
I don't think they realise, like, what Spotify playlist they put on. So, like, it's fully, like, rave music, but it's, like, remix. So it's, like, the I'm looking for a guy in finance, but with rave music behind it. And, like, none of them have heard the music because, like, obviously they don't really watch TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm just the only one. I'm just sitting there laughing and no one knows what's going on. They also played, what was it? They played another song and I was just like, what the hell? Like, it's just TikTok music and people have remixed it. It's so funny.
How are you doing with uni this semester? Obviously, this podcast is about uni and everything to do with uni. Yep. Slash also, I don't want to say a girlies podcast, but we kind of just end up
just shooting shit. Off topic. Like,
which is fine. Yeah. And we said that in the beginning.
I'm sure you guys like it. Well, I'd hope so.
So how's uni been for you? Because when I was still here, because I, deferred after like the fourth week maybe?
Yeah, week four.
I hung in there for a little bit.
Yeah, week four.
Week four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was struggling. There was so much going on. But I was also doing 5 units stupidly, which probably didn't help.
I don't know why you did that.
No, me either.
Yeah, I'm doing 4 units, 1 online.
What units are you doing?
I'm doing media and relations,
which
you were in, but now you're left, and I sit by myself, but I'm fine with that, because sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but
I did like that class.
Yeah, the lecturer's, I mean, the tutor is good, but yeah, I like sitting by myself now, because you just get to that point where I'm like, I don't really want to make any more friends, but I think now I'm going to have to because you're gone, so I'm going to have to make some friends.
Again, I promise I'm coming back. Anyways, what other courses are you doing?
I'm doing, what's it called?
How's the broadcasting one going?
Yeah, audio storytelling. Yeah. So that's the one for our major. My major.
It's still our major.
I really enjoy it. It's really good because I'm doing lots of radio stuff. So last assignment, I did a radio news bulletin.
That's cool.
I had to record that and then doing a podcast. But guess what the podcast topic is?
What?
University life. And I'm like, oh, boring.
Just use the first episode. Yeah. Use the first episode.
I have to interview people. So if you want to be an interviewee.
Yeah.
Or, I'll do it. Hi guys, what about one of yous? So my topic is going to be, what is my topic? Either it's going to be struggles with uni, like starting from high school and going straight into uni and having a gap year, or my other topic was going to be along the lines of like people that, because I've thought about it and I don't know if I will, but I want to move overseas when I get my degree.
Really?
Yeah.
To where?
I want to move to London, but I'm like, I don't know if Finn will move to London. It's just a thought that's been in the back of my head, but I don't know if it will work out. But anything can work. Put a post up if anyone wants to be an interviewee for that.
100%.
Because I need a couple people.
Speaking of people.
What?
Our website.
Oh, yay, we got, we got a comment.
We had
thing.
Someone come in from the forum, which was super cute. I found it because I was looking at our website at like 2 a.m. in the morning a couple of days ago.
Did you just like forget just, about it? And you're like, I didn't forget about check.
It. No? Well, I knew that we were coming in today to do it. Yeah. So I was like, oh, let's have a look and see if anyone's done the forums.
Yeah.
And we had one beautiful girl send in literally an essay of stuff, like, which I appreciated very much. So obviously we won't say who, but she knows who she is. And she was saying how she wanted to know a little bit more about us, which we've kind of discussed at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it would be good to maybe bring it up that we do have those forms online. So if you've got any questions or comments or even feedback just for us on what you want to hear on the podcast, go to our website, didyoudotheradingpodcast.com.au, and go to the studio link at the top, and then there's three different forms that you can put yourself in for. Yay. You can stay anonymous on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just thought I'd put that in there. Because we want to hear from you guys
well. And it will make the podcast more interesting as well.
I think so too.
Like, I just put a post up. I probably should have done it ages ago, but dilemmas. Like, we want to answer your dilemmas with uni.
Otherwise, we'll just go on a tangent and we just start talking like we're in Grindhouse.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Half of this stuff will get cut out because we just ramble.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear a ramble, maybe, okay, we really need to discuss actually like doing this properly. Because now that I have more time, I would come in every Friday to do this.
Yeah, maybe it could be a weekly thing.
If we do it weekly, like fortnightly. We just have a random, just a podcast, like just a girlies chat podcast. And then the next week it can be more about uni.
Yeah, just we'll include uni in it in some aspects, but make it a bit more fun.
A bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about uni all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But that is why we're doing this podcast, to lighten it up a bit, give advice.
But we need to hear from you guys for that to happen.
Yes, we do.
So we put as many questions. I agree. Lots of interaction. Okay, so speaking of uni, are there any challenges or achievements that you feel like you've gotten at the moment while you're still here? I mean, I can't answer that question anymore.
Oh my God, achievements.
Yeah, well,
I feel like going to uni overall has been an achievement for me.
Yeah.
Because like I explained in the last episode, like I never thought I would go to uni, and I always told myself I wasn't good enough for uni. I wasn't smart enough, and like not many people in my family or my mum's side have been to uni. So yeah, that is like my achievement, just going to uni. I guess I've definitely seen progression in things to do with like my major, so broadcasting. Yeah. So like how I speak, my quality, knowledge and stuff. So after how many years? 1.5 years. Definitely improved since starting.
I feel like your confidence has grown as well.
Yeah, confidence.
Like even just like walking around, or like even just before when we're going to try and find an office, you would have never last year been the person to knock on the office. And I was like, oh, this is his thing. And you knocked straight away. And I was like, wow,
Ella. I used to be so shy. And I still am pretty shy sometimes, but I've definitely come out my shell.
I 100% think so.
And it's good because coming to uni, that is one thing I wanted to do, gain more confidence, and I definitely have. And it's really good because at the start, when I first came, I was like, how the hell am I going to get a job in this field? Mm. Like when I don't have much confidence and I'm shy. But I've definitely noticed, I'm improving. So that is probably my biggest achievement. How about you? When you were at uni, what was your biggest achievement?
To be honest, and I feel like this has to do with why I deferred.
Mm-hmm.
I was not getting anything out of it at all.
Really?
Yeah. Like last year, and even when we were doing the podcast last semester, I loved uni. Like I would always say to like even like the girls at dance who have questions about uni and stuff who were like at the end of their high school years or getting up to it, I loved it and would recommend it to anyone, obviously going through a pathway that works for you. But I really felt like uni was like the be-all, end-all of what it had to be.
Mm, yeah.
And like we spoke about this earlier when we went and grabbed lunch, but I feel like my perspective on uni has changed now so much.
Because it definitely has, yeah.
I felt like I really had to finish uni and gain all of these skills to then get the job that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But now that, not that I know exactly what career I want to be in anymore, but now that I'm, you know, starting my career and I'm networking and meeting people through the work that I'm doing, and I'm able to have opportunities like the Girls on Track event that I went to in Melbourne yesterday and the Tarmac West event that I'm about to go and do social media for and commentating for. I feel like not that I've put uni on the back burner, but it's now not the most important thing, because I think what we all forget is that there's so many new pathways at the moment. And I definitely don't want to not get a degree, because mm-hmm. it's something that I worked for so long.
And you were so passionate about it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I still am. Like, I really, yeah. really do want a degree. I just think it's for different reasons now. I feel like yeah. it's more...
just the wrong time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier to you, I don't think I'll jump straight back into it how I was at the beginning of this semester. Like, if anything, I'll go part-time so I'm able to travel yeah. more, maybe do a couple more units online and stuff like that. Because I really thought, I was like, okay, I need to finish this in 3 years, get it done so I can get a job. Where it's like, you can get a job while being at uni.
Yeah.
And there's also nothing wrong with just having a little casual job while you're at uni part-time. Because I guess your 20s, like we spoke about again earlier, it's a time in your life where you should be able to do exciting things and travel to Europe yes, and England exactly. and yeah. experience life, and not even necessarily like the whole clubbing scene that everyone talks about. Like, yeah, that's great, but like is this Ella doesn't go clubbing. But I mean, this is really where we find ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think if we just put ourselves into, like, I feel like in high school you're just so pushed, and like even sometimes by your family, like you said, to just yeah. go straight to uni, get it done, study hard. Like, there's nothing wrong yeah. with doing it part-time, like, and working.
Starting uni, that's when you start to realise, like, maybe this had to happen for you.
Yeah.
You know, to actually realise that.
I've noticed that a lot of people, like, I was always one of those people where it's like, how do you not know what you want to do? Like, literally for 10 years, I was
were
like...
Were you one of those people?
I was one of those people. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I totally understand
it. If you don't know what you want to do, even when you're 30, I totally get you.
And that's where I am now. And I'm freaking out about it, because I was always so gung-ho on what I wanted to do. It's horrible.
But it's actually not scary. It's just the people around you that make yeah. that make you think it's scary when it's not.
No. It's and not. I think we forget just, how young we actually are and how many years yeah. ahead that we have.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what am I? I'm 20 now. When I finish my degree, I'll be 22. That's so young.
So young.
So young. I have the rest of my 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I want to say?
What?
F you to the person that stole my computer charger.
What?
I left it 2 weeks ago in the audio storytelling class, and no one ever goes in that.
No
so
one.
I read it with some cheeky cleaner that seen it, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll take that for my laptop or my kid.
Interesting.
And then I looked it up online to see how much they were. $100, no, $89 just for the adapter part to put
just
the cord
for the charger
in.
Bit.
Yeah, oh. And I'm so upset.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm pissed off about that.
One thing that I'm kind of sad about with deferring uni is some of
not
the
seeing
me. Well, obviously not seeing you, but some of the assignments that we had. Mm. Like, I was for, because I'm retaking that creativity unit. I was going to do a documentary.
Oh, the creative project?
Yeah. Doing a documentary leading up to dance concert. So it was super fun because I was obviously already doing stuff for it. So I was like getting little interviews from the girls yeah. in my class, and like got one of our students to do a little tour and everything. And then there were a couple of other assignments that I was really excited yeah. for that we're now, well, I'm now no longer doing. What are some assignments that you're looking forward to doing? Because I think when I started uni, I was like, oh, it's all going to be essays. It's all going to do this. But because we have such a creative degree, some of our projects are actually really fun.
Yeah, they are. And lots of friends I have that are in different degrees, they always complain about their assignments. And so do I. Like, lots of them.
Everyone
like,
does.
We have some really silly core units, and it's like, what even yeah. is this?
And I think that's another reason why I dropped out.
Yeah, the core
I just,
units.
Yeah.
But they're changing it now. The core
yeah,
units
exactly.
are changing. But I think the assignments that I really love is the one from my major, obviously,
mm.
because they're all practical, like doing a podcast, doing a news bulletin.
Is that the audio package?
This is audio
package?
Storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that big assignment? What's
in
it?
A live radio show. It's going to be so
no
cool.
Way.
So I'm going, yeah, if you guys want to tune in, I'll be going live on Radio ECU.
Wait, that's so
you
exciting.
Out on that.
I'm so
Did
jealous.
Did you not read the assignment? Yeah.
No.
So it's a whole 30-minute live Radio ECU show. So that would be really cool. I'm excited
That's
for that,
cool.
but I'm really nervous. But I'm not as nervous as I would have been last year because my
yeah.
confidence has gotten better.
Well, we listened to a bit while we
oh,
took
yeah.
nearly an hour
that was,
to set this all up because
oh
we forgot
it's about
been
it.
So long.
Yeah, it's been so long.
And I had a little listen to your little package that you did like, what, 2 weeks ago maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so good. I loved it. Your radio voice has definitely, like, your presenter voice has come in.
Because when I played it back, I was like, oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
But I was really rushed. I was speaking way too fast. I'm going to get marked down on that. But that's all right. That's
how you learn.
Those things happen. Yeah, exactly.
No, I think it'll be good. Do you have any other assignments from other ones that you're looking forward to? No. Just radio.
Yeah. I'm dreading all the other ones. They're crap. They're so bad. I've got a group pitch.
That's right. How's
that
going? The
media and relations.
Actually,
one.
That's an interesting. The group pitch is. Sorry. That's an interesting one.
The group pitch is actually cool.
Yeah,
I do like that. The ones
do you
I'm dreading.
Discuss what before we talk about the ones that we don't are not looking forward to.
Yeah, the group pitch.
Yeah, the group pitch. Talk to us a little bit more about what that is, because it's actually a really cool assignment, and I'm kind of sad that I'm not in it, because I saw before I left
had a good idea,
my group's idea, and it was
you
an
gave
app.
Them that idea.
And I gave them the idea too, and the app is actually looking really, really good, so I'm jealous. Thanks I'm not a part you. Of it.
My group pitch is, gosh, what is it? So the question for it was how to make ECU Mount Lawley a cultural safe environment. Is that right? So my group thought of... One Girl Sky, really good idea to have an op shop event like once a month for like our audience would be low income students and international exchange students, because when you say you come to Australia, you don't know where the closest shop is, and also they have to pay their fees outright. Did you know that international students have to pay their fees outright? Yeah, so they're on a low budget and then low income.
Yeah,
would you say you're a low income student?
No, I have the support of my family.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I, and I think that is definitely something.
Oh, she's got the same jacket as me. Look, my Zara jacket that I got in Europe. I love it. Oh, my God, she must have got it from Europe as well, because it's not in Zara, Australia.
Is it not?
Oh, my God.
Wow, matching.
Wow.
Love that. Sidetrack. Anyway, no, I definitely have the best. The best family for support and stuff like that. Like, if I really needed to and I really wanted to go into uni full time and not work, I'd have the support of my parents to do that. But obviously, from coming from a different country, it's going to be a little bit harder to have your family there to support you. You're basically here on your own if you don't know anyone.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, that's our group pitch too. And we have to do a whole project on it, a little booklet, 60 pages, I'm pretty sure, around that.
Yeah, see, I'm glad I'm not doing that part of that assignment. That is a bit hectic. Yeah.
So my role is, like, to do the logistics side of it. So, like, how will we manage... This isn't even happening in real life, by the way. It's just, like, an idea.
Which kind of sucks, because all of them are such good ideas.
I'd love to do it.
Like, the idea that I was a part of was to create an app that... Because we have an app now called, what's it
Lost
called?
Lost on Campus.
Yeah, Lost on Campus. Because obviously each campus, especially the junior campus, Mount Lawley, is a little bit easier.
Mm.
But it's really hard to find your way around. So again, we did for like international students as well, wanting to be able to actually have like almost like a Google Street View version of how to get through campus. But it's such a fun project. But from memory, there's just so many things about it that take up so much time. And what I think I was really struggling with before I deferred was even like the audio class, the major one that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of little project things that you had to do as well.
And you don't get even marked on it.
No, but you have to do it because...
Which is kind of good, but you have to do it.
But you have to do it otherwise. Like, I think he explained it. Like, if you're like just off of a passing grade... He'll go through and look at that portfolio and bump you up if he thinks it's good. But then if you don't have it, he's not going to bump you up kind of thing. Yep. And I think that's one thing that I've really struggled with was just the time management of obviously being busy. But there's just so many assignments and so many big assignments.
Yeah,
like, are you struggling
semester.
With that at the moment?
I definitely am. Like, I think in October, what date is it? Like, I feel like it's October the 23rd. I've got like five.
Yeah.
Assignments during the same day, and they're all really big ones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to actually have to get started on it now. And guess what I've done?
What?
So we obviously, well, I have a reflective journal for one class.
Oh,
have I started the reflective journal? No.
And we did that when we first, like one of our first units that we had together, we had to do a reflective journal. And
I still pass that class easily.
We're
going to
do it all the time. Every week
points.
While we're at Grindhouse, we'll do it. No, never did it.
Oh, I've got another thing about myself.
Yeah?
me and my friend Libby, we got tickets to the weekend in Melbourne.
Really?
Finally, he's coming back. But the dilemma is tickets are so expensive, $700. So we haven't bought tickets.
That's more than
yet.
Your hair appointment the
Literally,
first time.
Yeah. So we're just waiting to see if they go down, hopefully. Because what happened last year was we bought tickets to go see him before he cancelled.
$600. I remember that.
Yeah. Never got our money back because they were non-refundable. So I'm like, we don't really want to pay another $600. So we're just waiting for them to go down. But yeah, that's a bit of a dilemma I've got in my life at the moment.
That could be one thing that we could talk about. I feel like when you're at uni, like there's so many things that I want to go to and experience. Yeah. But like for me specifically, and obviously not everyone does this, it's not for everyone. And it's also because I have the support of my family to like help me do it. But I'm trying to pay uni off without a hex debt at all. So like I've applied for one and I've
got
one.
Are your parents paying for your uni though?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought they were paying for it.
No, so mum and dad want to, well, more mum. Dad, it's not that dad doesn't want to help with it, but he also thinks it's a good like learning opportunity for me to pay for it myself. But like the first semester I paid for, and then the second semester they paid for, and then I paid for the last one. So we're going like half-half because I don't want to have that hanging over my head. But because we're at uni 4 days a week because our university course doesn't let us put it on the same day.
I know,
which
is
so
annoying. Stupid.
Really
like
dumb.
Like the only uni that does that,
I swear. We're here for 3 hours.
I know. Like my friend Libby, if you're listening, she goes like once a day. Wait, what?
Are you
Sorry,
kidding?
Once a week.
Once
a week.
Week,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Far out, no. See, I'd much prefer that. But there's so many things I feel like I want to go and experience, but everything's so expensive. And I'm trying to pay off.
Yeah.
Not pay off, because I'm trying to pay up front. What?
Yep.
$8,000 a semester.
I can't believe you're doing that. I could never.
Oh, it's hard
That's
work.
That's so good, though, because, like,
I don't want it hanging over my head for a house.
God, I know. And you know what I heard? When you have a hex debt, it's harder to get if you want to, like, buy a house.
What, like a general loan?
Yeah.
Really?
They look at your hex debt.
Oh, dear. See, there's just too many variables. I just didn't want to deal with it. And there's lots of people, like, I guess my network of people that I spoke to about uni were like the dance girls and stuff.
Mm.
And like one of the girls that went there that's now like a mum and she's a teacher and all that kind of stuff. She's still paying off her hex debt. She's got 2 kids. She's married and a teacher.
How much would your hex debt be if you had a debt?
Oh. What? The first semester was like 6,000.
Like overall for the whole degree. Oh, it's the same as mine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's around 50,000.
50? I thought it was like 30-something. Surely it's like 30 to 40.
I think it's 40-something.
Yeah. And I'm trying to pay that all up front. Not the whole thing, but each semester. But I feel like there's just no, like, there's a whole bunch of...
Hopefully I actually use this degree. Imagine I don't.
That's what I mean. But there's so many, like, concerts and, like, festivals.
I know. And,
and everyone's like, oh my goodness, come to this.
Always happen during uni as well.
Yeah. I just feel like...
It sucks.
That's... Everyone talks about, like, your social balance and, like, work life and then all that kind of stuff. But, like, those things, like, you know how we spoke about earlier how, like, you don't want to miss out on, like, your early 20s?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on it anyway because
of
uni.
I think
definitely
so.
A hard balance.
But I'm kind of, I don't put myself out there enough to do the stuff in your early 20s.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely different when you're in a relationship, like, say, clubbing and stuff. That's just not my scene.
Mm.
But I don't even know if it would be my scene if I was single.
See,
because I don't know, because like I've been out clubbing with just my girlfriends on a night out, and
yeah,
I think it's just the clubs in Perth, to be honest.
Yeah,
I find them so boring. Like, I just prefer to go out for cocktails and dinner, you know.
See, I love having a good dance, though.
No, but I love a dance as well. That's the obviously the reason.
Yeah,
lots of single girls, like, yeah, let's go clubbing so I can hook up with a guy. But
I'm going clubbing, I'm dancing, yeah.
Like, literally,
I think. One of my favourite things at the moment has been that my sister's just turned 18.
That's so cool.
And she goes out, absolutely loves it. But she's the same thing, like, just goes for a dance. And Amber's not crazy, but she is crazy.
I could picture her being crazy.
She's crazy, but in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Like, love her. But it's so much fun. And I love going out for a dance.
That's
it's
the
my
type of people
favorite
you
thing
you
want to
go
ever.
Out with as well.
Yeah,
100%. Like, people that will dance.
And
they're not, like, too cool.
And a lot of my
know?
Friends are like that.
That's
and
cool.
They just want to go out for a dance.
Yeah.
But it's just that hookup culture at the moment. That
it is. It really is, isn't it?
So we have a voice message from someone with a question, which I think is very exciting.
This is from Indaly. So Indaly is doing the same. No, she's actually doing... she's doing global media, I'm pretty sure. She's actually doing two different degrees, but I'm in a class with her at the moment.
She's doing a double degree. Wow.
She has the same major as me.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we've been in a few classes together, a couple, I mean. So this is what Indaly has to ask.
Hey, girls. My question is, what do you guys think is the best way to go about making friends at uni? What is your best advice?
Good question. I feel like... good question. I feel like we've covered this in the last episode, but...
I agree.
It wasn't very good. So what would you say, Liv?
I think you could go with the classic, you've just got to be yourself. But I also think in a different sense, you've almost, like what you've kind of learned this semester, is that you've kind of got to be okay with just being by yourself for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I went into uni kind of the same as you, being like, I'm not going to know anyone my age. Mm-hmm. It's going to be totally different. I'm not going to meet anyone. But I don't know. It just kind of happened naturally when I stopped freaking out about it.
Yeah,
and I've definitely, as I've grown up, been okay with like doing things on my own, and I'm quite content for just doing stuff by myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've got to get to that point where you're okay doing things by yourself to be able to get to the point to be able to go up to someone. Like, you make friendships in the most random places.
Exactly.
Like Ra, say, we would not be friends. Ra. Like, it's such cool friendship that you make. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, I think if you go into it trying to make a friend, that's why I find it so hard to give advice for a question like this, because I feel like it's better to not go and be like, do the whole, hi, I'm Liv, like, I really want to be your friend, all that kind of stuff. Like, I guess it works, but...
Yeah, it can work.
It's such an awkward interaction doing, like, we literally just sat next to each other one day.
Yeah, people say to you, like, you need to put yourself out there. I feel like that's mums as well. The mums always tell you, like, put yourself out there, introduce yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the confidence, go ahead, and it probably will get you a friend.
I agree.
But I'm just that type of person to just let things come naturally. I'm not going to force a friendship. Like, that's how we met. We've already spoken about it. It wasn't forced at all.
No, we just sat next to each other.
It was so chill. Like, oh, yeah, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, yeah, same. Let's be friends.
Those are the best friendships, though. The organic ones.
You definitely, you feel... You really need that group of big group of friends when you come into uni. You don't. Mm. It's nice to have. Like, sometimes, I do see, like, the big whopper groups. And I'm like, they hang out every day. Like,
all the
time. I
don't
have the time to hang out with a uni group all the time, you know?
See, some people, I think it's also different for us, because I feel like whopper is such a different thing to, like, what
we
do.
It's a different culture.
Because, one, they're there all the time. They've got rehearsal stuff. But a lot of them would also live on campus as well.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a huge difference. So I really think, like, going back to Indley's question, like, making friends, you've just got to be confident in yourself.
Yeah.
Like, not outwardly. I think you just need to know who you are as a person. And if you don't yet, obviously, that's fine. But I think... just coming to terms with, you're not going to make a friend on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might.
And it's okay to be by yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
It's nice. You learn a lot. So I have definitely thought about TAFE before coming to uni, and I did do TAFE in high school because it definitely is a good alternative instead of uni.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't need to go to uni to get a job.
No, definitely
like, that's
not
what everyone says. Well, not everyone, but it's just... it's a stereotype.
I feel like it's very
that
pushed
everyone,
high school especially. Like,
oh,
if you
want
to go into a job, you're going into high school.
Like, you have to do ATAR, blah, blah, blah.
Like, it's either construction.
You don't have to do
ATAR
to get into uni either.
Yeah, no. Either you're a tradie or you're going to university.
Yeah,
is exactly what my school was like specifically.
But no, TAFE can give you lots of opportunities. So it's definitely, if you have been tossing between them, just go through all the courses for TAFE and uni and just have a look.
Take a look at your options.
We've got Amber, Olivia's sister, here. She's just finished a qualification in fitness.
Yeah, health
PT.
And fitness, yeah.
She's going to tell us a bit about why she chose TAFE and why it is helpful.
Yeah, a bit about what she's doing now. And we thought it could maybe give a little bit of perspective, because obviously, as we spoke about earlier, my perspective on university's changed. So I think it could be good to hear something a little bit different, because I know a couple of the people that listened to the podcast were saying how it was nice to hear what we think about things. So I think it could be nice to hear what someone else thinks about uni, or more specifically TAFE.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the type of qualifications that you have and what you did in your course?
I have a Cert 2 in sport and recreation and my Cert 3 and 4 in fitness. Everything in my fitness course was exactly what I'm going to be doing in the real world, having real clients, having classes and lectures about the human body and how to handle different situations with different types of people.
Yeah.
And my cert in school was pretty much pointless. Basically, it was just talking about coaching and things that didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I'm not really using that. It's just something else to put on a resume to show that I have more qualifications than some other people.
So you feel like the TAFE-like courses that you did outside of it, when you kind of figured out a little bit more what you wanted to do, were more hands-on and you were able to, I guess, in a sense, get your hands dirty and actually be prepared for the real world?
Yeah, I feel like I am quite prepared now to get out there and be able to handle different types of people, different ages, different abilities, compared to something like uni, which I feel like would just be a lot of paperwork and wouldn't really prepare me physically.
I definitely feel like
I see what
she
means. Like TAFE, it, how do I explain it? In it's a short amount of time, it does prepare you.
Yeah.
In uni, what, a 3 to 4 year degree, and like mostly half of it is like paperwork. Yeah. It's just pointless stuff that we don't really need in the real
and
world.
And I feel like we've spoken about that as well, that I feel especially uni is there's, I don't think I'm going to finish the degree and feel ready to be out in the industry.
No, I know. In certain aspects, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll know the information, but I definitely don't feel as prepared as what I'm assuming what you do, Amber, because you have some pretty exciting news for your career as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I just got offered a personal training job, basically going to clients' houses and taking them through workouts that are personalised to them. And doing everything and having the support by the lecturers and even being able to contact them to this day has really prepared me and to feel confident and ready to go out into the industry.
Yeah, cool. If there was someone listening now who was deciding between uni or TAFE, obviously, like, you've got me as a sister who's gone to university, you've gone to TAFE, let's say it's our younger sister deciding between what she wants to do, what type of people or professions do you feel are better suited to maybe a TAFE course rather than going to university?
I feel like TAFE is quite, it's laid back, but it's also has a like great, I don't know how to explain
it. It's hands on. Is that what you're trying to say? Like it's really hands on, practical?
Yeah, so there's a lot more opportunities to actually get out and deal with other people, like different people, like talking about like the beauty industry, like the girls are like tanning real clients, like they're doing makeup on different types of skin types, which I feel like in uni you're basically just writing essays on why you do what you do instead of actually trying it for yourself and understanding why you do it instead of just researching and writing all these different essays and things.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
But no, something I wanted to touch on a little bit is like, I think a lot of people do, like she said, feel like uni is just a lot of paperwork and a lot of essays and stuff. Mm. And Amber's definitely not the type of person who enjoys it. Like school wasn't her absolute favourite thing in the world. She definitely benefited a lot from TAFE because it... She's really a practical learner, but I don't think you should, if you are looking between uni and TAFE, do your research. Because like definitely. We were saying before with our course, it's definitely, there's lots of research and paperwork and stuff involved in that.
You just have to choose the right degree.
Yeah, because but we've got so many things
creative
that...
Creative writing.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be a lot of that. But if you're choosing what we've done, broadcasting, there's a lot of practical to it.
Yeah.
Fashion as well, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like that definitely comes through and we see that kind of uni a little bit more because that's what our campus is mainly for, is for the arts and humanity kind of side of things, where Junior Lab is more like your teaching and nursing and all of that kind of stuff. But I definitely don't think that you should count uni out if it's something that you've been looking to do.
Yeah, and never doubt yourself. Don't say you think you're not smart enough, because that's what I did. That's what Amber just said.
Yeah.
It's not true. Maybe you don't have the academic, what's it called? What's the
capabilities.
Word? Yeah, capability. Yeah. For some degrees, you just need to keep figuring it out. Maybe go into a degree that you do want to do and you enjoy that, but you just feel you're not as good.
Yeah.
Try it out. If you're not, try something else out.
I also think you shouldn't be afraid to even like switch between degrees as you go through.
Yeah.
Because you don't, I feel like a lot of people, and like maybe even I still think it a little bit, is that you are wasting your time. I'm a big person who doesn't like to waste their time.
But you're not going back.
Yeah.
You're getting more knowledge.
You get the credits for everything as well. So it's not even just about the knowledge and stuff like that. Like some of those courses that you do inside of it, so like your units and things, they can cross over and you still have those 15 credit points that'll help you get your degree. Yeah, you might need to do it a little bit longer and do some more units because you've got to, you know, I know, like get to a certain amount that you have to do or something like that. But I still think it's something that you should not count out if that's what you're wanting to do.
Sitting on a toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Guys, who wants to hear... Oh, oh my God, we should do, like... I don't know if you guys are interested, but, like, favourite songs at the moment. Because I am a music person. I wish I could create music, but I freaking love music. So I'm going to show you guys what my favourite song is at the moment. Here, it's by Leon Bridges. If you know Leon Bridges, then props to you because he's really good. I've been discovering him more of his songs, but... I don't know how to explain his music, but he does. This song is like an R&B vibe, and I really love it. It's called Show Enough. This is it. It's a cool vibe, guys. I'm just going to fast forward it. Oh, wait. The good part's coming, guys. Ready? Standing in the doorway. wait, guys. Hold on, let me just give Liv some backstory.
What is going on?
We're doing a favorite song at the moment. I think.
Oh,
yeah.
So wait, I'm love just, that.
I'm just figuring it out. Hold on.
Love.
You got me excited. Right, guys, listen. Don't rush. There's nothing in the Showing up, babe. Okay, that's my favourite song at the moment.
Wait, does that mean I need to find my favourite song?
Yes. Oh. Okay, let's just put it out there. Liv only listens to the radio.
Oh, actually.
Have you been on Spotify?
Okay, I'm an Apple Music girly.
But what I have noticed, the songs you post on your story, TikTokified. The TikTok songs.
Okay, that's just because they're like the first songs that come up. But now that I have my new car and I'm actually able to plug my phone in.
Oh, yeah.
I have been listening to my own music again.
Okay. Favourite song at the moment. Who's it by? What's it called?
Oh, I need to find it. It's a Kid Laroi song because I have always liked Kid Laroi and I know you're not the hugest fan.
I'm not a
fan
but his new music, I do
It
like.
Is one of his new songs. I literally listened to this, his new album on repeat.
Are you going to his concert?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
I am. Nice. I'm so excited. Me and my sister are going. So it's going to be very good. Where is it?
I love his song with Future. Have you heard it? It's called What's the Move?
Yes.
It's good,
I love
isn't
that
it?
One too.
It's good.
That's a
I
good
like
one.
His vibe. Oh.
Hold on. Let me find the chorus.
Oh. He gives me, you know what? I think I do like him sometimes because he gives old JB vibes.
Yeah. Actually, my boyfriend, when he listens to it when we're in my car, he just says that they sound the exact same.
Not the
and
exact
I get
same.
Irritated no because I'm like, it's not the same.
It's not. No one's better than JB.
Okay. Hold on. It's got to get to the chorus.
It is giving Justin
heads.
Bieber. Oh, Liv, I like this.
It's cute.
What's it called?
Call Me Instead.
Adding it to the like songs right now. It's a good vibe.
It's good, especially in the car.
Oh, it's got NBA Youngboy in it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not very good. Oh, that's shocking.
Don't diss it now.
No, just NBA's part is really bad.
Anyway, I love this song. It's
so
cute.
That's our song of the week.
Yeah. I like that idea. That's a cute
idea.
It's cool,
isn't it?
I love that.
All right, what about an artist of the week? Who's your artist? Would it be the Kid Laroi?
It's going to be Kid Laroi. And
mine is the same, Leon Bridges.
See, but I feel like I'm just going to have the same one.
Well, you're going to have to switch up.
But the only music that I don't like other listen to than like my own playlist is the songs that we're doing at dance at the moment.
Oh,
I listen
God.
To those on repeat. Like, I have heard Black
I'd
Betty
love to see your
so many times.
Black Betty. Black I want to see your so Spotify Wrapped because I just know your genre. Your top genre will be pop, and then it would be yeah. all, like, top five songs would be all your. The
all
guy looks
the
like
dance
he works
songs.
At Office Works. yeah, all your
it's
going to
be
songs.
All dance songs.
All right, so what will you guys expect to hear next week? We'll find out from yous when you give us some...
Yeah, some information.
Yeah, some information. Because
we have no idea how these podcasts go every single time we do them. I mean, we've done it twice, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to get better at planning them.
Planning, I know, but it's just so nice to YOLO it sometimes.
I know.
Just say whatever.
Plus, it's going to be like our catch-up sessions because I'm not going to be here.
Exactly.
We're going to have so much to talk about.
I'm not
going to
see Liv 2 days of the week anymore. 3 days, I mean.
Yeah, it was nearly four.
3 days.
Oh, yeah, because you had one online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Times are changing. All right, well, I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia. Get these headphones off my head.
Thanks for listening. The girls will catch up with you next time. If they don't have any assignments left.